Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Y'all, this episode was so fetch.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Well, what I do know is that this hair is full of secrets, just like the Real Housewives of Dallas girls. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I feel like I'm walking down a hallway. I'm one of the plastics.
We are one of the... We're all plastics here at this table, at this panel.
I don't know what plastics are, but I'm happy to be one.
Yeah, Erica didn't catch the memo that it's October 3rd, and on Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Erica's never seen the movie Mean Girls.
I have
Let's
not.
Back it up. Let's back it up.
So this whole episode,
I'm so sorry.
We're going to be passing out these Mean Girls references, and you're going to be as clueless as Katie Heron in high school.
Yes.
You're like really pretty.
She's a Lindsay Lohan.
So you agree. You think you're really pretty.
Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah,
oh my
these
God.
References are going way over, way over.
Well, welcome back, y'all, to the Real Housewives of Dallas panel. I am Rachel Robillard, and we got Charles back in studio
yes,
with us.
I'm almost too good to function. I'm Charles Connolly. Nice to be here.
And then we got Shanti up in here.
What's up, you guys? So good to be back.
And Erica.
What's up, party people?
So, overall, thoughts of this episode. What'd y'all think?
Dramatic.
Traumatic?
Well, that too. Dramatic, traumatic. There's a lot of revelations and a lot of children.
So much children, family oriented. Lots of birth control for me. Don't want kids anytime soon, and that was reiterated watching this episode.
Yeah, so many kids, so many dogs,
so many
so
kids,
so much,
so many dogs. And so, speaking of kids, let's just start into what the beginning of what happened in this episode and how there was a lot of parenting within this episode. Mm. Cameron was parenting her kids on the Spanish-speaking lessons. Stephanie went to a hip-hop class. Carrie talked to Zuri about her cousins in Copenhagen.
Yes.
There's just so much going on with kids and interacting with kids. And so Cameron was teaching her kids, or got a tutor to teach her kids about Spanish.
Spanish. They were baking in
They were baking in Spanish.
Yes. Solamente en palabras español.
And Court knew the word for butter in Spanish, so apparently he used to be a fat kid. Is that right?
And I am just wondering when your tutors also had to be your cooks. I thought that was a little...
I know.
I was like, are they paying her double? Yeah. I'm hoping that they are.
Well, you
because
know,
I was like, she's their teacher. That's what it says. Yeah. But she's... Yeah, cooking.
I think it's good, though, whenever, like, you do an activity and you just, like, do the activity
Integrate
in
it.
Another language. It's, like, immersion. And if there is one activity I love, it's anything covered in frosting, so.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. The cupcakes looked great, and I like the integration idea.
Yeah.
But I was kind of like, don't you guys have a chef?
Yeah,
okay,
true.
But that was my
Right? Wait, but what did you just say in Spanish, like, just a second ago? Like,
solamente palabras en español. Only words in Spanish.
Only,
Palabras?
Palabras.
Yeah. I knew a girl in high school named Palabras.
Problems? Oh, wait, no. What is it? Words? Her name was Words.
I didn't really.
But it was a joke. I was like, really?
Palabras. Oh, and not. Oh, that was a joke?
Mm.
Oh.
Was that another Mean Girls reference?
No.
No.
We're really talking here.
No.
Like, did he really know someone named Words?
Yeah. No. So, I mean, it's good that she wants to integrate the Spanish culture and language into Hilton and Cruz's lives. So I like that. And I like how Court was a part of that. It was like a family thing.
Yeah.
And I just love how they just, a family cooking turned into a Spanish class.
Yeah, and then Cameron tried to fit a whole cupcake in her mouth.
Yeah, that was hot.
I do that every night. With cupcakes.
Right.
That was interesting. I didn't think that she would actually eat it, but she took the challenge well, and she just stuck it in there. But I think she just spit it right out.
I was really surprised by that, because I was like, clearly Cameron doesn't really eat food.
No.
So I was like,
clearly Cameron doesn't eat food.
She does not. But I was like, I appreciate her taking one for her kids.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm going, you know, suck in an extra calorie for you, because I love you.
Right.
And I really felt like this made Cord, like, this kind of softened him up a little bit to me. Yeah, he's kind of a little brassy sometimes, but the whole thing, well, yeah, I was a fat kid, kind of made me be like, oh, yeah, he's a little bit softer with his children, and that was really nice to
see. Yeah, soft like butter.
Kind of showed his little insecurities. Like I still want to see the more of a relationship between them two, because all we've seen with them is him kind of talking about the dog food thing with her, and I kind of want to see more of what they're like when they're, you know, being playful or romantic and flirting. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we've really seen that yet, or not, at least not this season.
Yeah, I want to see more of Court stepping up into the father figure and not just lecturing Cameron about Sparkle Dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what I do like about this season is that Mark, Carrie's husband, has been very nurturing towards baby Zuri. Because in last season, you could tell Mark was, he was like more jealous of Zuri taking Carrie's time. Mm-hmm. But in this episode, Mark's been very nurturing towards Zuri and a father figure. And we come to find out that Mark's dad passed away with Alzheimer's at a young age, and that Carrie was never really close to her dad. So it's nice to know that she wants Zuri to be close to Mark.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way, Shanti? You're
just kind of... No. I totally agree with you. I was just... I mean, I love Carrie. She's actually my favorite character, which a lot of people don't agree with.
Too, yeah, Grant and Jesse are like not.
Yeah, but a lot of people say that.
The Grant and
team too. But like, what is her storyline? Like, nothing's going on with her this season. Like her remodel of the house, and then like this weird Denmark cousin thing. Like,
yeah, that was a weird moment.
I just don't know what's going on with her storyline. I'm worried that she's not going to have enough. And they're going to kick her off the show next season. I'm hoping not, because I like her a lot. But I just don't really know what's going on with her. And now she's like Switzerland, where she like knows everybody's gossip and tells everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think what's going on with her, too, is I think they're trying to push her eventually. This episode, I assume we're going to see her dad at some point, because she keeps pushing about how she had this bad relationship with her dad. And it's not really clear what the basis of it was. Like, didn't you just have it a big, you know, like he was in the home, so I'm not clear why there was so much animosity, but I feel like that's kind of what they're trying to get at. Because I know, like, in Housewives of Atlanta, the whole Kenya Moore going to see her mom was, like, a big thing. A big build-up, and it was just very, very dramatic. So I think it's a similar format here, where they're trying to build up to her having some either reconnection with her dad, because to me I feel like that's why she even brought up Denmark, and that was just to say that maybe if I connect with them I can connect with my dad, which didn't logically to me make the most sense, but I feel like that's kind of where they were trying to go with her storyline.
So speaking of connecting, I think it's time for all the fans to connect with all of our AfterBuzz content. Am I right?
You're right. You are so right.
Last time my segue was so bad I had to make up for it. So, speaking of our content, AfterBuzzers, I just want to let y'all know our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. Yes, put that beat in the background. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk, or the plastics of TV Talk, because we really are the plastics.
We are the plastics. Yes. I mean, if, out of all the housewives, who do you think would be a part of the plastics?
Cameron.
Of Dallas, or Dallas. All of Housewives?
Let's do Dallas first, and then if you think you want to go into
Cameron, would be Gretchen.
Cameron
Mayers.
Yeah,
because she'd be like my dad invented Sparkle Dog. She would like hold Sparkle Dog.
I feel like she'd be more like Shannon. Karen.
She would be like Karen. She would be like Karen Samuels.
Yeah, she would be Karen.
She'd be Karen.
Leanne would be Regina George.
Duh.
Cameron would be like, you didn't wear the right shade of pink today, so you're out.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but it's the rules.
Yeah.
Who would be Gretchen Wieners?
Who'd be Gretchen Wieners?
Oh, Deandra, because her parents are so successful.
And the inventor of Toaster Strudel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
My dad, the inventor of toaster strudel, wouldn't be too happy.
You're going to watch this movie tonight.
Yeah, Erica's
She's
just like,
after all these quotes, I'm definitely not.
Yeah. She's like, not happening.
It's not my tea.
Yeah, but I'll totally read about it on Wikipedia tonight.
Yeah, you can get like the spark notes of like what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just the plot outline.
And I feel like Stephanie would be a Katie Heron. Like, she's kind of like, mm-hmm. like, oh, what am I
wide-eyed?
Doing? Yeah,
see,
wide-eyed.
I thought that Carrie would be the Katie Heron.
You think Carrie?
I think she's the most like real one.
Oh.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Or Brandy, maybe.
Yeah, well, speaking of Stephanie being so wide-eyed, she was pretty wide-eyed at the hip-hop class.
Yeah.
I mean, she could not really keep the rhythm.
I think everybody would be after her kids were being heathens, which I love you kids, but you're being heathens.
Oh my gosh.
One of the sons ripped off the
other
son's shirt.
Chance ripped off Cruz's shirt. And Stephanie came off as just like, guys, like,
yeah.
It was hard for me to watch that. It was hard for me to watch her parent her own kids because I'm like,
and
my mom would be like,
Well, and listen, I'm nobody to tell anybody how to parent their kids. Everybody has a different strategy. But yeah, she admitted, she was like, I so want to be like that. I don't even like being disliked by my own kids. So she knows that she might, mm-hmm. you know, need some more discipline in there. And it's just tough for some people. When your kids are running around crazy, like, it's tough to kind of lay down the law.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It took me back. Just a couple years ago, I babysat two boys exactly like that. And I had no control over them. And they would not listen to me. And they were crazy and would run around. And I would only do it for a couple hours. And after the couple hours, I was, like, exhausted. Mm-hmm. And so I just feel bad for her for having two boys, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, that scene was totally... it was hard to watch. Now, also, her lack of rhythm was hard to watch. but, whatever. But yeah, and kind of, and we talked about this a little bit last week. Mm-hmm. Like, I so want Stephanie to kind of like step up. And she's always so fearful and she has all these fears. When Travis is gone, oh my God, the world is gonna like fall apart. And she does seem to lack some control and, you know, very much like, Brandy's little girl seemed a little crazy, too. So I think some of them and other housewives on other shows seem to struggle with actually being, you know, having some discipline. It's always left to the father in a lot of these, which is just, you know, and it's like he's going to be gone for a month.
And usually I think isn't it not usually the case that the mother is like the disciplinarian and the father's like kind of relaxed? I feel like, isn't that, because my,
I mean,
because
you're, yeah,
my
you're, mom. Yeah, you're, yeah.
I don't think there's, like, one way. I think every right. family's different, and there's not, like,
different.
50% or 60% are the moms are more, I think it just varies.
I think it varies. I mean, I do know the dynamic of your mother puts the lays down the law, but she's like, but when your dad gets home, you really gonna get it. And I have, you know, like, I think, you know, I do know people like that. My family was probably a little bit like that. But you still need to be able to respect your mom and what she tells you to do. And he just was not having it.
Boys are tough.
Boys are tough.
I have four nephews, and whenever they get going, it's like, who's controlling who here? Because they're like, by being so defiant, it's like you feel like they're bossing you around. So,
mm-hmm. right.
Stephanie, I feel for you, girl.
Yeah. I mean, my mom keeps telling me that I'm most likely going to have all boys. She's like, I can see you with four boys, and you keep trying for a girl, and you just keep having a boy. And I'm like, don't wish that upon me. But girls, Brandy has her two girls, and they're just crying in the back of the seat.
Oh, my God. That meltdown.
And basically calls her
daughters,
her daughters
the
B word. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that was bold.
Yeah.
That's another B-word.
And she got a nanny. She got Allison the nanny to take care of Bruin.
Get some help.
Y'all think that was a good call on her part to get a nanny?
She can afford it.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's going insane. Like, it's not worth your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it seems like she was very exhausted and she wasn't sleeping and she was taking on too much. And it would be hard with a newborn child, two kids, a dog, and your husband's off working.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's good that she got some help.
Yeah, I think originally, because there's, you know, obviously a lot of people with different economic situations, they can't have nannies. And so originally when she was like, okay, I wanted to do it myself, I was like, well, yeah, you're not working, do it.
Yeah,
but once they really showed to the extent that she was doing Brandyland and how much that's going to grow, it's like, okay, well, now if she's really that, she, you know, to me, I feel like I kind of knew about Brandy Land. We talked about this a little bit too, sort of in the background, but I didn't realize how much she was going to grow with it.
Right.
And the idea of putting it in the resorts, I thought was great. So it's going to grow more. So I do see now, like, okay, it's worth it. Because mm-hmm. you're not just at home chilling or kind of go to charity events or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you do probably need some help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
So yeah, Brandy has her Brandy Land, being an entrepreneur in that. And then Deandra is being an entrepreneur in her Hard Night Good Morning. And so she had a meeting with her mom this episode about taking over the keys again. So last season, Mama D gave Deandra the keys, but apparently since the beginning of this season, she took the keys right back.
She changed the locks, girl.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. And so I feel like we have the same storyline. I'm like, who has the keys? Like, what's happening? But it seems like this episode that it's now Deandra's, and that Mama D made it clear. She goes, it's not worth losing my relationship with you as my only daughter. Yeah. So that's the reason why. It's not because, like, she's credible to own her own business.
I know, that sucks.
I was like, wait.
That sucks. You're right. That was a little
right?
bit shady.
Like, she's like, I want to give it to you because I don't want to lose this relationship rather than, like, you have so much experience and that I know you're going to do great is kind of like...
Yeah, that is kind of shady.
I think that's how I took it. Did y'all take it differently?
I mean, I didn't really. I get what you're saying. It's kind of like a backhanded compliment. But really what she's saying is our relationship is more important than business.
Okay.
That's kind of how I take it. So,
but shouldn't that be a given?
Well, apparently not. I mean,
let me show you by giving you a company.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I don't know. I liked seeing Mama D this episode because she seemed like a little bit more softer and friendlier than she's been in the past. She's normally like cold and harsh. So, I don't know. I kind of took it positively.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like she softened a little bit, especially, you know, even when Deandra was crying, she's so interesting because every time she's always like, well, I felt this too. I was mad too. And it's like, but you see her crying, don't you? Like, can't you just be like, oh, I don't want you to cry? I don't know. And one thing that she kept saying to me that struck me was that not just because I want to save this relationship, she kept saying, you're my only child. You're all I have. She never said, I love you, ever. That's she true. Just said, you're all I've got. Like, I'm stuck with this. And I was like, wow. Because she's like, I don't have any other, you know, and it does kind of make you think, like, well, if she had other children, if her husband was still around, would she do
like
something different?
Option.
And she's like, we're all that we have, you know, it's kind of like we're stuck together. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that probably wasn't what she intended, but to me it did seem like even once Deandra started to break down, she had a problem comforting her to some extent.
Maybe that's why Deandra was so reluctant to like celebrate the fact that her mother was giving over this company, is because I think whenever Deandra imagined this moment in her head, it was going to be a moment of validation from her mom,
right?
And her mom didn't give her that at all. Her mom just kind of said like, I'm giving you the keys because I don't want to lose this relationship. And I think Deandra imagined getting the keys as a confidence boost and as a way to like stride forward, and she didn't get that. And I think that she was confused as to why she wasn't feeling happy. And I think
because she doesn't believe her. She's like, I don't believe it until it's signed on the dotted line.
Obviously, because she got the keys last season.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't believe her either. So it's like, well, she's just saying this because I haven't talked to you in a month, but next month she's going to want the keys back. So I agree with her. Until you actually meet with a lawyer, have the lawyer there, bring the paperwork. Mm-hmm. I was like, did she have a contract right there? I'm like, you know, like, okay, well, we could text again, but I'm not going to believe it till she signs the paperwork.
Me too. I was kind of expecting this, like, aha moment. Like, bring in the string quartet.
The string quartet.
Which was featured at the painting party. Y'all.
Oh, that was
Cameron
stressful.
Had an orchestra.
Oh, my God.
A quartet. But it was actually, a trio.
Trio.
For them to concentrate on painting their dogs. This was a dog painting party.
Yes.
So what's y'all's overall thoughts on the dog painting party?
You know, whenever the Titanic was sinking, and they brought out the string quartet to play music to calm everybody, and it just made everybody more frantic, and nobody was even paying attention to the string quartet because the ship was sinking.
Yeah.
That's very much what I thought.
Is that what all the kids were doing?
Kids were sprinting all over the place, throwing paint at themselves. Leanne was eating dog treats. Paint was all over the place. Dogs were barking. People were arguing. Alcohol was flowing. And then dogs were pooping next to the string quartet.
Yes, shout out to the editors for that, because they zoomed right in on the string quartet and the diarrhea poop.
And the cellist, great job. He was just kind of like hating his life, like, what did I do?
Studying
music my whole life to be playing at a dog painting party.
And Camera studied art. I didn't know. Camera? Did y'all realize?
Camera.
Did I say Camera? Cameron majored in art at SMU. I was like, oh.
You couldn't tell by her painting, though. Oh my god, that was mean. I'm sorry.
I wasn't gonna say
I feel like that's one of the shadiest moments.
That was shady.
Yeah.
Okay, only because Cameron said that her painting was the best one. And so I was like, I had to throw a little shade. I'm sorry, Cameron, I know you
watched. Although, I'm not gonna lie, I put it here in my notes. Those were paintings were way, way better than I expected.
They were really?
Like, they were like, they're all gonna suck. But they were actually, I was like, oh, they're not as bad. I thought they were gonna be horrible.
I honestly thought Cameron's was the best one, too. Like, I liked it.
I thought
it.
D'Andra's was the best.
I liked Carrie's.
I liked all of them.
We all liked them.
I liked them. I liked them. Okay.
Now, I do have to... The first thing I did write down when we saw this scene is how hot the painter teacher man was.
Yeah.
And we do need to give him a shout out.
Adam Vickerall.
Adam Vickerall.
Look at Adam. I want to go paint a dog
now.
One of your French dogs.
And our current engineer did go to high school with him, so he personally knows him.
Another Titanic quote. Okay.
He'd be like one of your French dogs.
Oh my God.
He's cute.
Yeah, Adam,
so cute.
If you ever want to make a trip out to Los Angeles and come to my apartment and paint with me or on me, come on.
And I'll watch.
And I second that. Right. You can paint with me or on me, too.
Yeah. I guess they flew him in. He doesn't even live in Dallas. He lives in, what was it, Colorado?
Colorado.
Cincinnati?
Colorado.
Where are you from, Jeff?
Colorado, I think.
So,
Cleveland.
He actually went to my church. I feel like I should have been more. And that's okay. Pretty much the same hometown. And I think he lives in Colorado now, but they flew him in. So good for Adam. He's a good dude.
And since you met him in church, we totally take back that painting on our bodies thing. Don't, you know,
I don't take it back.
I don't take it back.
Adam.
This is my temple. Now give it a new coat of paint.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, you just need a little bit of sugar.
A little bit of sugar.
And Brandy's dog, Sugar, was not in attendance because Sugar doesn't get along with other dogs.
My favorite.
Similar to Leanne.
That was my favorite quote of the whole episode.
Sugar's, that was probably the shadiest quote.
Sugar's not coming because Sugar doesn't get along with other dogs like Leanne.
She said it just like that.
Yes.
She did. And then Steph didn't bring her dog, didn't bring Biscuit, because she admitted, she's like, it was either the dog or the kids. Can't do both. And bless her heart, after seeing the hip hop class,
I would have taken the dog.
I would have taken Biscuit all day.
Like she said that, and it was kind of like a ha ha, but it's like, no, she meant that.
She's
that's
being
like
honest.
A fact,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
which is also kind of a little scary to, because you know her husband's gone, so how is the dog right now?
Yeah, where's the dog? Probably the nanny.
Where's Biscuit at now?
She was with the nanny.
Yeah. So Biscuit was with the nanny. No, that's Sugar.
Oh,
Biscuit
Sugar
is
was
Stephanie's
with the,
dog.
All these dogs and kids.
There's so
and
many dogs. Biscuit,
and wives.
Yeah, Biscuit Sugar. The dog, and then Biscuit Sugar. Treats, Biscuit Cupcakes, which Leanne ate. Leanne ate a dog cupcake.
A dog treat.
I mean, she didn't. It didn't sound like it was that terrible.
I know,
she was just like checking, but it wasn't like, oh my god, what did I just eat? It was terrible.
Gagging over
right.
It.
Yeah, yeah, she was like. Not sure if this was human or dog food.
Send me a box of those dog treats. I'd probably go ham.
Right. And then now, and I feel like the biggest, other than just the chaos of the kids going everywhere, the dogs and the poop and the all
the
all that, there was a little bit of conflict between Leanne and D'Andra, and then also how Leanne brought up conflict that was discussed with Carrie.
Yeah.
So,
right. Oh,
with,
yeah, Carrie spilled all of it.
Yeah.
She just straight up told. She was like,
she admitted that's what she's going to do, and that's what she's known for. It's like, if you tell me something about someone, I'm going to tell that other person.
So you know what's going to happen is nobody's going to tell you anything, and you're going to be left out of the loop, and then people are going to start talking about you.
Well, yeah, it's her whole plan, because I guess last season she got in a lot of trouble for, you know, being what she thought was a good friend, and now this season she's trying to take a whole new side and be open and... Mm. You know, be honest with everybody, but I think it's all backfiring her.
She literally went down the list of housewives to Leanne and was like, this girl said this.
Yeah.
This girl hasn't talked about you.
Yeah.
This girl said this about you. And it's like, what are you doing, girl?
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, it was an interesting test, because it's like, again, I was like, Leanne, well, you know she's not your friend, but she did tell you everything, so that was good. Again, she's the bone carrier of the Dallas, so that's her thing. But yeah, it's interesting because I think kind of what we were saying earlier, she's struggling for a storyline. So I think hopefully, but this will probably lead to her and Brandy, I assume, having a big blowout or something. So, you know.
You saying Carrie with a storyline or
who? Yeah, yeah, Carrie doesn't really have a storyline really.
Other than like she's just a whistleblower.
Right. She's grabbing for one. So I do feel like, you know, between this and her dad, something will pop. And, you know, she's hoping. I'm not saying she's hoping, but I feel like some of it is sort of to orchestrate drama. Because eventually
someone's going to get mad.
That thinks Carrie. They're her friend, because Leanne knows they're not. But someone who actually believes that they're friends with her will eventually get mad.
Mm. Yeah, and that's kind of what we saw for next episode, is that drama's going to unfold with, are you just putting words in Cameron's head and just... Mm-hmm. Like Cameron does have a backbone, so we'll talk more about that when predictions come. But going back to Leanne, she starts to do some more wedding planning with Rich. Did y'all notice Rich's new eye patch?
You know, yes,
he had this blue eye patch. I definitely noticed it.
Yeah, I didn't even notice it was different.
You didn't notice it was different? No. Yeah, it was like blue to match his shirt.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh.
And it wasn't like totally matte. It was like a little texture or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. It was like denim-ish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a denim eye patch.
Is there like a fashionable eye patch place?
Yeah, bedazzle that thing.
Right?
You probably can get like different ones online now. Like you can get anything.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got
it
on Amazon.
We're two eye patches. Just go without sight. That's fashion.
One on each eye.
One on each eye. I'm fashion now. Congratulations. Yeah.
And they're planning the wedding, and I can't get over... I just love Rich's one-liners. Just like his just very plain,
dry.
Average Joe, dry sense of humor. So Leanne is asking, do you stand at the altar or do you walk with me? And he goes... Well, typically when I get married,
that was hilarious. No, she said,
usually when I get married, I'm already at the altar, and I'm just like, like that's also another shady. I feel like that was a very shady comment of him to say.
I think it's hilarious. It shows his dry sense of humor, and then he made another comment. The wedding suit, like it was, or the suit that he has, wasn't the one that he got married in. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know. I just kind of find it entertaining.
I think it's funny too, because it's not like. It's like weddings are viewed as this like very reverent thing, and it's like
once in a lifetime.
And I think that might be the case for Leanne, and Leanne wants it to be the case. She wants it to be one marriage with Rich, and so he's kind of taking a lighter approach because maybe Leanne is a little high strung, which I can relate to.
I do get. Oh, I'm sorry. I cut you off. Go ahead.
So I loved that. I thought it was hilarious. Shady, but hilarious. And then I really thought that when she said $250,000 and he said, I just messed up the couch or the chair.
I ruined the chair.
That was really nice because my biggest question mark is, who, isn't it his $250,000? Because I'm not aware that you have any money, Leanne. So I was like,
right.
Wow. This isn't a charity event. How are you funding this? But he seemed to actually take it in stride, since I think he's actually paying for it, and this is like his third or fourth time. So, I was like, he's actually a great sport to chip in $250,000 for the fourth time. You're doing something.
That's not gonna happen, though. Here's the thing. I think that sometimes Leanne says stuff for TV because she kind of knows the game. She knows what to say. Example A, when she said that she wants 500 to 1,000 guests at her wedding, and she had like a straight face. Like, there's no way that she's doing that.
No.
Example B, when she says that she's going to spend $250,000 on this wedding.
Some people do spend $250,000 on weddings.
Oh, I am aware of that.
$250,000.
That's a Stephanie amount.
Aware, but I feel like Leanne and Rich are on a different level.
They're not within the zip code.
They're not like balling out of control.
They are not within the zip code.
Oh my god, that comment's worth $250,000. Yikes.
Yes, and see, if they used $250,000 to put it down on a home, they could get in the zip code.
Maybe the theme of your wedding can be $250,000, and you just get like really fancy stuff at like
the dollar store. You're going with the theme.
You're right.
Like you're trying to get there.
Money.
Party City. Oh my god.
A dollar make me holla. But then Leanne gets really emotional and starts to cry over Deandra. And we all know that Leanne was a part of Deandra's wedding. Right. She was actually the maid of honor in Deandra's wedding. Yeah. And so I can see how she's getting extremely emotional how Deandra's not participating and helping with the wedding planning. Because she doesn't know where they stand. And Rich comforts her. It's nice to see that he comforted her in a moment of weakness. And that he claimed, like, oh, this is just stupid girl stuff. And that it will wash over. Mm-hmm. But do you guys really think that? Like, do you think it's washing over?
I just have a whole opinion about, like, telling somebody that they think that their significant other is cheating without... Like, if you know for sure that the significant other is cheating and you have evidence and proof, then I think you can approach the person and submit the evidence and proof. But just kind of, like, giving these, like...
Subtle
comments that kind of allude to something is shady, because all you're doing is putting doubt, planting a seed of doubt in Leanne's head, which... If he is actually cheating, if he is actually cheating, like, you need, if he's cheating and you're that confident about it to bring it up, then you should be that confident about it to lay it all on the table and be like, listen, I know for sure he is cheating on you, like, I'm doing this to be a good friend, but just to, like, be shady about it and be like, when are you going to set a date? Why don't you set a date? I don't know this, you lead separate lives, it's just kind of shady.
That's why it's so confusing. Like, watching their relationship, it just makes me so angry how Deandra's, like, going in on her about their relationship. Like, it's none of her business. And exactly what you said. If she had proof, okay, maybe. But still, if there's one thing I've learned in life, you can tell your friend your boyfriend's cheating on you. But then you have to drop it. You can't tell them to leave him because they never will until they decide that they're ready to do it.
Yeah.
And so... It's just a weird situation. It doesn't feel authentic. It just feels like she's going for the jugular kind of thing and trying to expose something in not like a friendly way.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you know, you know. If you know he's cheating, you know he's cheating. So lay it all out on the table and be like, I'm your friend. I know he's cheating. This is why I know. And then the friend can go forward the way she wants.
And I'm here for you no matter what.
Right. Yeah. And if she does think that, how she's portraying and coming off is like, you should say it. It's like she wants Leanne to say it. She's like, what's happening? You're not saying how you really feel. There's something going on that you're not telling us. And just her tone and the way she is acting and just using her hands and just like, it's just a lot. And it's like she wants Leanne to admit that Rich is cheating, but it's like, whoa. So that's when she asked the question when they had their one-on-one little get together is like, well, is he faithful? So, like, to a leading question for her to open up more about that. And it's
starting to make things... When are you saying the date? When? Yeah. November? Spring? Which one is it?
I know, that was, like
what the heck?
Badgering you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was bad.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I do feel like, even without proof, I think as a woman, a lot of times you know. And, yeah, I mean, it is kind of like, oh, I thought it was November. Now this is spring. So I do feel like genuinely as her friend, you can't be like, okay, well, yeah, if you can't reach him after 9, maybe he's, you know what I mean? Like, I think there are certain clues, even if you don't have proof. Maybe she didn't present it the right way, but I think she has a point. Like, they have sort of been in this engaged, you know, setting a date to set a date and all this other stuff is a little bit sort of really, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I think that's where she was originally coming from, but it is coming out in a way that's a little bit, aggressive.
Right. And what she did say in her interview is she said, you know, lots of women, they know when they're being cheated on. Like, you know. And so she's basically implying that Leanne knows what's going on. But then let her be. Like, if she knows what's going on and she's okay with it, you kind of got to back up at that point.
Yeah, a lot of people lead marriages in very different ways. Some people lead marriages in an open way. And some people know, okay, my partner is seeing another person and I am seeing another person. We're going to be together and lead an emotionally fulfilling relationship. And that's the way our marriage is going to work. So by telling somebody you need to break up with this person because they are being unfaithful to you, maybe Leanne knows and is okay with it. Maybe they've had a conversation about them being okay with the fact that he's being unfaithful. Maybe. This is a whole if situation.
Right.
And maybe Leanne doesn't want to expose it to the world because she knows the world's going to judge her and hate on her and say, you should leave, you should do this, you should do that. So if that's the case, then let it be and let a sleeping dog...
Right? I just find it very interesting how the tables are starting to turn. Because the last couple seasons, Leanne was adamant that Mark was gay and cheating on Carrie at the roundup. But now there are these cheating allegations of Leanne's husband not being faithful. So it's just kind of interesting how the tables are turning. Someone who's pointing, who used to be pointing their finger is now, you know, has a
when
finger pointing back.
When you're pointing a finger, you have three pointing back
so,
at you.
I just, just saying, like
that's the truth. Don't throw rocks
let y'all
at a
think
glass
on that.
House.
Let y'all sit
your
on
house
that.
Is glass too. What is the term?
Don't throw
glass rocks. Houses. Don't throw rocks.
Don't throw just don't throw rocks. Please.
Don't throw rocks.
Glass house.
Also, how dare you point out the speck in my eye when you have a log in your own? That's from the Bible. I preach it here on AfterBuzz.
Here's the thing. If we didn't know what was going to happen in the future, you asked earlier, what do we think is going to happen in the relationship? Like,
right?
It seems like it's very repairable right now. Like, they keep on going back and forth, and they're having these, like, good conversations, so you think that it's going to go good, but we know that they are not currently on speaking terms.
Correct.
So we already know the end. It's not good.
Right. And now, because Deandra thinks Leanne is defending her own problems to bring up Deandra's problems. That's how Deandra feels, and that's how what she mentioned on the show is that Leanne is, instead of talking about her relationship with Rich, she's deflecting it and saying, like, oh, well, she only has $200 in her bank account. Do you really think that's...
That was messed up.
That is her defense mechanism? Like, to me, I don't really think that's right.
That
but,
was messed up.
It was. Right. But the fact that it wasn't caught on camera is interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, were they filming when that happened?
Right.
And if not, then that's, like, even more interesting. I don't know.
I don't know. I guess I always liked Deandra. But, yeah, no, I think she is. Because I think part of the issue with several of, you know, of the Housewives shows is how real. Because it's reality. So you are supposed to be showing us who you really are. And I think to some extent, sometimes the other Housewives have an issue with people who portray one thing, but they're not really keeping it real. And I think with Leanne, Leanne is really quick to get into everybody's business and stuff. But she probably is hiding something with Rich. I mean, I think she might be. So, I think the easiest way to deflect it, because I'm like, why really are you talking about Deandra's bank account? Like, you don't even yourself really believe she only has $200. So there is some sort of, I think Deandra might have a point with the deflecting, to be honest.
Or maybe just like an insecurity thing. It's just And she even said, like, Rich has been married 3 times, and she has every right to feel how she feels and how she has a fear of Rich won't stay with her after getting married because with his track record. Yeah.
He's 0-3. So he can make it 1-3.
Yeah, but the whole leading... Deandra claiming that they lead separate lives is
that was a
very bold statement from a best friend.
A lot of married couples lead separate lives, and they lead happy marriages, too. Just saying, it's 2018.
That was bold, though. I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Not people that are about to get married, though.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm sure there's, like, a special case for everybody, but it was a pretty bold statement to say. And Leanne totally, like, disagreed. She's like, no, we don't. Like, I go to events, and he stays home, and... To me, that sounds normal.
And then
for
that's when Deandra's like, no, he goes to other places when you're not with him. So y'all are doing different things. And that's when exactly Leanne's like, no, he's home. So it's like, whoa, Deandra.
Dun, dun, dun.
What does Deandra know that we don't?
Thank you. We need receipts. Yeah. I need Tom kissing that woman in the hotel and Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
Please, are you guys getting my reference?
Yes.
Like, the picture, the makeout picture. I know, I'm sorry. I thought we were only talking about Mean Girls. Like, we need pictures, receipts, like, something.
You know, we need Judge Judy on this.
Confirm.
Investigate.
Yes. Bring her out. Judy!
Bring out Judy.
Yes. All right, so now let's lead to predictions. And what's going to happen?
You get AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, Steph is about to get her Nana lasered.
Wait, what is the point of that? What is the point of that?
It tightens it up?
Because Stephanie said that she's peeing in her pants. Oh, which, yeah, I mean, yeah, like, same. But, like,
what does a laser do?
That's why my chair is wet.
What does a laser do, though? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'll Google
this.
Well,
I feel
later.
Like we're going to learn a lot about it. And I think the reason why she's doing it is actually, I think this is actually a Carrie storyline, because on her Instagram, Carrie's Instagram, she's doing lasers. And I think this is why.
Carrie's storyline.
Yeah. She's, like, doing her own lasers.
Can you imagine the producers, like, sitting down with Carrie, like, Carrie, we need to talk about leakage and lasers. And we think this really could be a storyline for you.
They're just trying to, like, insert her wherever they can. They're like, family.
Oh, yeah, well, because Carrie walks in with her. So I really think it's Carrie's like, oh, we should do this, because she's really involved in the whole, yeah, laser technology. And on her Instagram, she has, like, lasers on her booty to, like, doing this. And I'm like, okay. And then there's also going to be, like, a prom.
What's that? What is that? Okay. It's like an 80s prom. What is that for?
Is she getting her non-out laser for prom?
That would make perfect sense.
I get it now.
Hello.
I did that too before my prom, for sure. Yeah. I'm sure that's really relatable.
What?
Non-out laser party for prom.
And everyone's relationship hits the fan, I think, at the prom.
Yeah. Oh, right.
At prom. Relationships are just meant to end at prom. It's prom.
That is true.
Just, yeah, things always go down at prom. Things just go down at prom. So it's like from the drama to what happens after prom, yeah, to people getting too drunk before prom really happens.
To,
like,
Aaron Samuels.
Please tell him his hair looks sexy pushback.
Your hair looks sexy pushback.
Thank you. But yeah, that's what other kind of predictions do y'all have?
Let's see. I think that Leanne and DeAndre's relationship is really going to pop all the way off at prom. Like, pop off. Yeah, and not in a good way.
Agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
What?
My mind just went in the gutter from you saying
pop. Oh, and Brandy gets into it with Leanne. Did you say, DeAndre and Leanne, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then also Brienne and Leanne. Brandy and Leanne are going to get... Oh, their names sound the same. God. Brandy and Leanne are going to get into it, too.
Yeah.
And Cameron and Carrie.
They're all going to get into it. Yeah. That's
all
my prediction.
Yeah, and something's going to get into... What is it, Carrie who's getting the laser?
No. Yeah. No, Stephanie's getting lasered. I'm still, like, holding on to DeAndre and Leanne's relationship, and in the back, yeah, of my head, I'm just like, is this a publicity stunt? Like, are they gonna still be friends after this? Because apparently they're not. I know I saw Leanne last week at the Abbey, and they're not. But I'm just like, in the back of my head, I'm like, I feel like there's still hope. So hold on, like, wait, don't. I haven't.
Clinch.
Accepted.
Guess what, Rachel? You have next season. Because there's always amendments at the beginnings of each new season. So then they'll get together, and then they'll get their coffee, and then they'll say how they hurt each other.
But I thought that was going to happen with Brandy and Leanne, and it has not. Like, they had a horrible breakup, and I think they're going to be enemies for life. So who knows? Maybe the same will be true with her.
We still need some enemies in the cast, you know?
Exactly.
Who knows? But I guess we'll know next time here at AfterBuzz TV. And so where can everyone find you on the social, Erica?
What's up, party people? You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Shanti _Christina or Twitter at Shanti Christina.
Hi, Glenn Cocos. You can follow me at Charles Connolly on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, thank y'all so much for tuning in to our October 3rd, Wednesday, October 3rd, Real Housewives of Dallas.
Yes.
We are actually now on Spotify, so if you're not listening on YouTube or iTunes, check us out on Spotify. Mm-hmm. We will be back next week. And again, I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me all over social media at @Rach_Robillard. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.